Okay, today's 10th of Mar Cheshvan, something in October 19th. And we continue on page Yud Dalet in the L.A. Shore. So we had a quote from the Ibn Ezra. Reiki Moach don't understand what Moshe Rabbeinu did for 40 days and 40 nights, but he says that's because they think that the mitzvahs are the acts of the mitzvahs. If they understood that it's what's in the heart and what you're able to get to the mouth, then they'd understand you could spend Kiflayim, v'kiflay kiflayim. You could spend many times more of that amount of time and not begin to plumb the depths of the Torah. So as we saw yesterday, I'll just read again from the second line on page Yud Dalet. Kfi hanira medvarav haisa ta'usam shal reiki moach l'achshav ki ikar ha-Torah hu rak inyan ha-mitzvah ha-masiyos. As it appears from his words, the mistake of these people with empty minds was to think that the main point of the Torah is just the acts of the mitzvahs, and those he could receive in just a few days, which again to me would be hard enough to understand.
Right.
We have to realize a lot of our halacha is because of sveikas, because we don't know, and because of Abaya and Rabban. When Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, it was without doubt, so maybe it's a little shorter. And he's also
a speed reading.
He's also top learner. Achmahi Chuvas Ravram Ben Ezra. What's his answer? Shalev Hamais Iker, that the heart together with action is what's Iker. Bameh Gorim Lev Lamosh Rabin Laharech Shahusa Alahar. What makes the heart requires him to prolong his stay on the mountain? Ach Zohi HaEmes. Okay, so that was the question. Ach Zohi HaEmes. But this is the truth. Libo Shal Adam. Person's heart, umagam libo shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and how much more so, the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu, ein lo gvul. It's limitless. There's no end. V'chashahalev makabel Torah makayim mitzvah. When the heart receives the Torah and fulfills mitzvah, umagdil umadir Torah la'ein shir. It increases and makes mighty the Torah to. No, there's no measure.
It's a multiplier, like a multiplier.
Yeah, maybe qualitatively also. It's more qualitatively. The Moshe Rabbeinu Hayo Omed Al Har Sinai, Shanim Al Shanim, if he stayed there for years upon years, Adayin Lo Hayo Libo Omer Dai, his heart would never have said enough. If you think about it, it's such a fundamental perspective on what it means to be Makabel Torah. He's not getting information. He's getting information too, but that's not the point. V'nimtza ki halev mosif gam be'etzem gidri hamaisa. So it thus turns out that heart adds to the very essential definitions of the act. In simple terms, how a mitzvah is done changes when the heart is a dimension, is the dimension of it. Kishehu halev nigash lishmar Shabbos. When the heart approaches to observe Shabbos, mizhava mizeh mesechas Shabbos al kol hilchoseh beyur ha'avos v'atoldos shalamates melachos. So you listen to what he's saying. He's actually saying that the halachic definitions, the ma'isa definitions, are really a product of the fact that it's from the heart. All the lamentas melachos, dine shvus, the idea of basically like muktza, which the Ramban says in Chumash is sort of like a deoraisa. There are derabanans where the Torah revealed that there's a certain aspect of the mitzvah that's meant to be heeded, but it never told us a mitzvah that it should be so. The Shabbos is supposed to have a certain character to it, but if you just take the deoraisa mitzvahs of Shabbos, you don't have that character. So when the Rabbanon add Shavuos, they're filling in the blank that the Torah left.
Is the point to get Masechta Shabbos? I mean, we can't get Masechta Shabbos without the leave?
No, I think he means that Moshe Rabbeinu and Chachamim didn't come to Masechta Shabbos without the leave. We need to observe Shabbos with the leave. For us, Masechta Shabbos is already spelled out. The way I understand what he's saying is there's a place I remember in Maral's writings where he says that when Chazal spoke of a din, it's because they felt it. How are you supposed to do a certain mitzvah? Should you do it like this, or should you do it like that? In fact, there's a chazal, but where are you supposed to cut the bread from when you're botzei a pas? There's Gemara there with Menashe. So the Maharal says they didn't intuit it, they didn't feel it. In other words, the halachos that the chachamim gleaned from the Torah is because they felt it from a deep connection to the Torah.
That reasoning?
Yeah.
That reasoning?
No, I think that it colors, it informs the reasoning. You know, there's some things that we do in Gemara that we don't, we just take it as a given. There's a rule in yeshivas, when they make drushes, you know, this lima, this word is extra, and this one, sometimes you're going for blot in Gemara. Well, if you use it for this, so what does he use for this? It seems almost like random. All right, they said this pasuk means this, and this pasuk means that, and he holds this one, he holds that one. Frenglish concautious, you know, you don't ask. But when they made those drushes, it's because, no, this pasuk means this. Don't you see that? Don't you feel that? I think what he's saying is that the lave, Rishul Salanti used to say that midos are the shlissel to shas, and midos are the key to shas. What he meant is your character. It's not computer work. It's not mathematics. How you interpret the Torah comes from feeling. So, you know, if Avraham Avinu could intuit the whole Torah because of his level, and most human beings can't do that, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do a matan Torah, which is something in the first page of a Gemara Bracha from Rav Nissim, he basically said that. He says, really, at a deep level, a human being could intuit the Torah, but most human beings can't. We have to have matan Torah. But even a level beyond that, even if the Torah is given, most of it wasn't revealed. Given the Torah Shabbat and rules of Torah Shabbat, and there's a lot of openness. But I think what he's saying in this line is that even, which I didn't realize before, is that even to figure out the Maasa definitions in the Torah requires lev. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the very core outline. These are the words of the Torah Shabbat. These are the rules of Torah Shabbat Peh. How you fill in the blanks based on that, you could come to a lot of probably erroneous conclusions or just not be able to figure it out. But if the lave is connected to the Torah, and ultimately the Torah is about lave.
Is he saying about a lave of the physical body or a lave
no, of no, Shama? It means the emotional connection relating to it.
It's not just the lave, it's the lave prepared by, you know, it's the lave that we develop. Hashem didn't give us a lave to understand the Torah. He gave us the ability to develop a lave to be able to understand
the Torah. But what we're picturing as Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai is a spiritual and emotional yearning. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu saying, all right, this is a lot of information I have to take in.
Right.
I have to connect to this Torah. I'm being given certain things, and from that he... The Rishonim write about how machlokas originated. It used to be that the Talmud, Hillel and Shammai had three machlokas, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have many, many yet. So it used to be that the Talmud served the Rebbe so thoroughly that even the questions that the Rebbe didn't discuss, because you can't teach everything in Torah, as Rav Godel said, I learned so much from my Rebbeim, but it's like a drop in the sea, you know. So, but when a new question came up, two students of the same Rebbe say, well, Rebbe would have said like this. And they both come to the same conclusion because even the unspoken, they related to. But as they used the term, they were not Mishamish, Rebbe, and called Tzarkayan, they didn't reach the same level as the Rebbe, so the Talmud is smaller than the Rebbe. So one Talmud says, oh, he would have said like this. The other Talmud says, no, he would have said like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu's lev was to connect to the entirety of Torah. And he's saying that's even how we reach the halacha conclusions, right? You have a pasuk lo sasa kol malacha yom haShabbos, and then you have a binyan haMishkan. I don't know if most of us would come up with the poof Masech haShabbos. You know, it takes a lot of intuition. Even though those are deoraisa, the lamtas malachas are deoraisa, but they're...
So you think Moshe Rabbeinu is able to do that perfectly?
Yeah, I think it's axiomatic.
So therefore, you'd say a person is it daft emotion?
Yeah.
Does a person have the ability to perfectly reach?
Yeah, it happens to be. This is a discussion alumnus. Rabbi Zalig Epstein had many proofs that even in learning, you cannot argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. You certainly can't argue on the things that he received, right. But even the drushes from Yud Gimel Midos that he made, and other things, which any subsequent Bezdin, if they meet certain criteria, can argue on earlier Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu, aside from the fact that he was the Navi through whom actual things were revealed, clearly, even the things he interpreted cannot be disputed. But that's a detail.
So does a human being, another person, just not have that ability? Of course, because he had a better Harusa?
To that degree, Moshe Rabbeinu was sui generis. He was unique. But for us, I think what this means, we already have the Maseches Shabbos, but what it means is the same...
Putting your lev
into it. Yeah, we have to put our lev into it. We're not really connecting to it properly. Chazon Ish writes, we saw it in Emunah B'Tachon, that if a person has corrupted midos, for example, he can be an Am Haaretz in all of Shas. Anything, any interpretation he has to make is going to be off. Why? Because it's not just an intellectual exercise. Yeah, that's a detail of it. Anything that requires interpretation, his character is going to corrupt it. It's motivated by arrogance, all kinds of other negative midos. So the lave is part and parcel of the interpretation of the Torah. He's saying, even in terms of what you come up with, quote unquote, intellectually. The same is true with all Tariq mitzvos. That's what we said. When we build the obligations of the limbs from the point of lave, which means from fulfilling chovos halavos, right? Having yiras Hashem and having avas Hashem, those are duties of the heart. Oz etzem hamitzvah hagluya nepeches lemitzvah pnimis. Then the very revealed mitzvah becomes really a hidden mitzvah because there's much more lave in it. Vavoda tzuna becomes a hidden avoda, which is the one that's rewarded in a much greater way. And what happens is it purifies the...
So it's internalizing gets concealed.
The internalizing sounds like you're starting from the outside and internalizing. And he's saying we have to work on making real to ourselves the fact that the ikkar of the world is what's not here, what you don't see. Right. Making ruchnius real. And when you start from there, then even when you do, quote-unquote, a trukin amaisa, a dry act of shaking a lulav or whatever, it really is much more of a avoda pnimis. It's much more of a hidden avoda.
Like a subconscious connection?
I think it's more than subconscious. I think it's a deep awareness of the real ruchnius of a mitzvah. We don't know what to do because we're very far from this from our pnimius. So how should we start, practically speaking? You certainly have to start with doing mitzvahs with precision, the active mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs, be involved in Torah. With this, we'll be able to penetrate into our inner world. He's going to show, I think it's a cycle, back and forth. Start here, get to here, and then go back to here. Wow.